Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. It's Mega Ran, and it's an honor to come to you once again with another episode of Random Encounters. True stories straight from the horse's mouth. Today, though, I have a guest. Not just any guest, but an esteemed, award-winning, dare I say, legendary DJ. I'm going to be talking to DJ Qbert about what he's been doing, what he's doing now, what has changed, and I got a lot of great insight from him. I think he was like the perfect person for me to talk to with the last few days that I've been having. So people have been asking me, how you doing? How you holding up? You know, you're always Mr. Positive. And for the most part, I've maintained positivity. But there are a few times where I get a little down. When I think about today even, today's Sunday when I'm recording this, and I realized that before all this went down, I was supposed to be in Boston, rapping, doing a show at the Middle East with Decca, Rocky Tirade, then flying back to Phoenix the next morning, Monday, then going that night to the Rage Against the Machine Run the Jewels concert in Phoenix, staying home about 2 days, and then flying to Tampa for Wale Mania, for WrestleMania-related events. And yeah, would have been quite a time. And then flying to California to do the Happiness of Pursuit Festival. So my week was supposed to be way, way, way busy. And now it's not. So when I look at all these cool things that I was supposed to be doing, it gets me a little down. But I understand that we're supposed to be doing this for a reason. We're staying home because that's what will save lives. So if you are out there, and if you're not, you know, essential staff, I hope you are staying home, if possible, and staying safe. Thank you very much. Now, without any further ado, let's get into this episode and this great chat with the legendary DJ Qbert. I'm Mega Ran. I'll see you on the other side. DJ Qbert, how you doing?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm great, man. Thank you for taking this time. And we're in some crazy times right now, man. I think with the virus and things happening, it's particularly affecting people who I'll just say self-employed or creatives. And a lot of folks are forced to stay at home and come up with new ways to entertain or to create. And it's really kind of showing us what we're made of. So at this time, how does this affect you and the way you approach the art of DJing, whether performing, whether hosting, you know, workshops, anything like that? How does this affect your day to day?
Well, I'm one of those people that's like, if I can't do this, I'm gonna do this. And if I can't do that, I'm gonna do this. So it's always a positive in my world. Everything that is, you know, kind of like you roll with the punches. So it's like, okay, cool. Now it's perfect. I'm about to finish this album. I'm working on the album hardcore. And then I just posted a song today on thudrumble.com. It's for free for everybody to check out. And it just keeps me, you know, it's actually like good for me because I love hibernating. I practice, I'm in training. I'm like I'm like in the gym with the turntables. It's like a birthing, you know what I mean? Like when you're giving birth, there's a birth pain. And after the pain's gone, a miracle comes out.
Absolutely. That's dope. That's a really good way of looking at it, man. I see a lot of folks, I don't want to say panicking, but I definitely see people who've had a bunch of gigs, you know, wiped off and are maybe struggling with that and maybe kind of overreacting and kind of doom and gloom about it. But I do like the fact that you have taken it a positive out of it. And I like the way you liken it to a birth, like a pregnancy. Like this is the time to now hibernate, incubate, work on a new skill, and then push out something beautiful in 9 months. Hopefully it's not 9 months from now.
But yeah, so that's it.
Right. Who knows? But
I heard when spring, when it's about to be over right now because the virus can't stand the heat. So that's a good thing. So as the temperature rises in the next few days, that virus is gonna be gone.
Wow, I hope so. All right. So in the meantime, I think the creatives out there should be kind of stocking up. This is the time to, rearm yourself, with either a new skill, new music, new content, things like that. Which is why this podcast for me has ramped up. I was doing it once a month, and then I started, you know what? I need to get this out once a week. Why not? I'm already here. I'm working. I may as well get it done. And I wanted to hear people's unique perspectives on how it's affecting them. So thank you for giving me a positive insight on this.
Oh man, everything is positive. Man, see, that's the thing with people. There's two things in life. There's either fear or faith. If they can't live together at the same time. I always have faith that everything always works out for some weird reason. God always got a plan. So it's just God's way of cleaning the slate. It's like we got up to this point in humanity. All right, well, now we're gonna get to this next point. You guys will see. So it's kind of like fixing everything. You guys don't see it yet.
That's exciting. I mean, to see what it's going to be like on the other side. And I even told people, I was talking to my wife about it, like maybe this will make people, treat each other better. It'll make people appreciate the time we get to spend outside together.
Hell yes. Most people like, damn, I don't gotta go to work. They're at home doing their shit, and like they're gonna be like, damn, I was in the wrong job this whole time. So it's gonna be a lot of awakening.
Speaking of wrong job, what I like to do on this podcast is what I call the alternate ending. Now, I love comic books and things like that, and I know in Marvel they used to do a, they still do a comic called What If, and it's like, what if Spider-Man didn't get bit, or
Yep,
what
I see
if
those.
something crazy didn't happen. So I have to ask you, what if DJ Qbert was never DJ Qbert? Like, where do you think you'd be in an alternate world? Like, was there a moment where you made the choice of DJing, you fell in love with DJing, where if you had said nah and then tried something else, like where do you think that would have taken you?
Well, sure, that's what I'm talking about. That's the fear thing. If you have faith, you follow your dreams, and it takes a while, but it leads you into a good place. But if you have fear, then you're gonna have to go into the matrix, and you're gonna hate the rest of your life. So I probably would have been, I could have been in a bad place, a very bad place. I would have probably been selling things that could have got me, locked up, because I was good at selling things, I guess.
You were an entrepreneur, young entrepreneur.
I guess, yeah, and that's kind of what my spirit is. That's what we do. We reinvent ourselves all the time to give the public, the goods. And then as I've been doing that, I realize, hey, use your God-given talents to give stuff out there for free. And I've been doing that, and it's just all that karma coming back to me is amazing. But that's another story.
No, but I feel you on that. That's entrepreneurial spirit is I do some workshops on hip hop, and when I teach the kids, KRS-One rep like acknowledges street entrepreneurialism as one of the elements of hip hop. Like if you weren't be able to make something out of nothing, or able to flip something to get something else, or take a record and make a dope track out of it, that spirit is hip hop at its essence. Like being able to turn, not necessarily bad, but just to turn one thing into something beautiful and completely different, And
Yeah.
so it's not always a bad thing to be like, well, I would have maybe made some decisions that, would have been not great. But being able to turn those things into a positive, I think, are at least if you're given the opportunity to, without having to like do a whole lot of time in jail or something crazy, is a good thing. So being able to take that spirit of a hustler, they call it, and selling tapes. Like I used to make, tapes and sell them at school or just give them away. Like, here's my mix of my new favorite hip hop songs. And then the flip side would be my favorite video game themes or whatever.
That's what I started off selling mixtapes. Yeah, absolutely.
Are you still doing like workshops and tutorials and things like that? Do you get time to like maybe show new DJs, young cats like the ropes or tips or things like that?
Yeah, we're already planning to do all our instructional videos online for free
Dope.
because nowadays we realize karma's just, money is just karma. You put it out there, it's gonna come back to you. So what do we really want that money for? It's really to what, pay bills or just to be happy, right? If you just put the stuff out there, it's like the universe has a way of helping you pay your bills, and it just comes like, oh damn, I put out all this stuff for free. Now I got all these gigs out of nowhere for free. I mean, not for free, but you know, they're paying me. But it's like all that free advertisement of giving my stuff for free, giving instructionals for free, giving music out there for free. I'm getting all this balance of people are calling me, hey, we want you to do the show, boom, 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 blah, blah, blah. And it's all this. And it's like, oh damn, all my bills got paid in that way from doing all this free stuff. So it's like now all the school stuff that we were charging people for, we're gonna put all that stuff online for free now. So it's like, oh, I see how this karma shit works. It's dope.
Oh,
It's so
that's
sick.
dope. That's awesome, man. It's a really good way of looking at it. Like, I didn't think about that, like money being like karma.
I don't know. You might even just find money on the ground out of nowhere. It's pretty much the universe is so intelligent. It knows exactly what you deserve. It's like a big video game we're in. It knows exactly what you gonna get. All the bad shit you did and all the good shit you did, it's gonna come back to you,
Wow.
guaranteed.
Yeah, that's real. So speaking of video games, do you get a chance to game at all? You play anything?
You know what? I play a little bit of video games, but I put a timer on it. You know, after 20 minutes, it's like, all right, you're wasting time. These I learned these tennis players, they play a lot of tennis and they take a little break on their iPhones, do a little whatever Instagram shit. But after 20 minutes, it's like, all right, you better not get stuck. They put like an alarm to stop the
Wow.
mark and then get back to their shit. Because you do need a break for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And if you don't have that timer set up, time can just fly on you. And
Yeah, and
I know first few
that's
days of this quarantine, it's definitely happened to me where I'm like, oh, let me just check a little email. And then oh, let me just jump on Twitter. And then it's like, oh man, 6 hours later, what just happened? You know? So
yes, that is true.
you gotta set a timer. That's true. My mom used to do that when I was young. She'd be like, you can play a game, but 30 minutes and then you off. And then
Yep.
I'd be like, 30 minutes already? Like it goes so fast. But it also gives you something to look forward to be like, all right, well, next time, you know, you reward yourself. You do some work and then
Yeah.
you take some time off. You make it a reward and not like your life.
You know who does it hardcore is Elon Musk. He hasn't even had a fucking vacation since the
Wow.
whole Tesla thing. He's like, fuck this, I'm gonna work the whole time and give humanity what they need. And look at him, he's gonna be a trillionaire or some shit.
Wow. Like he's never taken a break. Like just like
Yeah,
let me just take a vacation.
he sleeps at his work. He got a little home, a room set up for him at the Tesla place.
Yo, that's crazy. I
Yeah, I
used
mean, I ain't saying
to
it all like that, but I'm just saying it's like, whoa, you know, the more stuff you give, the more you're gonna get back.
it's got to be a balance. I do think that
I can't go that route. That's a little too much.
Yeah, that's going too hard. Like I love what I do, but yeah, like I gotta take breaks. Like I'll go completely crazy if I don't. And
Sure, sure.
even talking to my wife, she'd be like, oh, isn't it time for a break? And I'll be like, no, like I don't sometimes I feel like I don't need a break because what I do is fun. You know what I mean? Like if
Yes,
you're
sometimes the whole your work is your break. That's like the super advantage of when you love what you do.
that's the cheat code right there. Like if you can
Yep.
manage to yeah, to make your you know, your passion into your job, then you know, they say that it's not really work or you're not working a day in your life. I tell my people it I'm my own boss, but I'm cool. Like I'm hard but fair. You know what I mean? Like therefore, yes, I'm gonna push myself, but also I enjoy what I do and I enjoy the end result. So that's really what
Sure,
it's all about.
for sure.
Word. So can you tell me, I like to get into like one not so hard question, but just kind of like a moment question. So what is the moment that you can think of where you knew that this was what you were destined to do? Was it a time where you achieved something that you absolutely didn't think you could do? I mean, like props from like peers, from like paying your rent, you know, but like was there a moment where you're like, oh yeah, this is me forever. Like this is what I do.
I won some DJ competitions and I started winning big competitions like I think the US battle. I started winning like that whole DMC stuff. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm starting to, because I lost a lot of competitions in my life. I think I lost more competitions than ever.
Wow.
But when I started winning the US, I was like, wait a minute. I just won the US. I'm going to the world championships and all this. I'm like, man, fuck that. I'm gonna do this for the rest of my life. And I started, my mom was an entrepreneur and she said, well, how are you gonna make money from that? And then, like I did what you said earlier, I did the mixtapes, I started making DJ records, and I said, man, I can make a living off this. This is cool. I like doing this. So that's when it was like, I don't know, maybe six years deep into DJing.
So I like that you brought up that you've lost, would you say you've lost more competitions than you've won? It's
Oh
like
yeah,
yeah, like
way.
people need to know that. They need to know that. Like you weren't just hopping in, just cleaning up. You know what I mean? Like Michael Jordan talks about all the times that he's missed shots or all the times that he got cut or didn't make the grade. So people who are starting and they see a couple of failures, they need to know, like, yo, you're not gonna win them all. Like, yeah,
Oh man,
keep going.
I got my ass kicked so many times, and but every time I got my ass kicked, I learned something, and it took me to the next level. Every time I got beat, it was God saying, "Okay, this is what you need to learn next." So I looked forward to getting my ass kicked.
Okay, so last one. This is kind of the advice question. Like, what would you say to DJs, especially now in this time where they might look like, oh man, my gigs are getting cut off, my, times are crazy. I was getting paid from this and now I'm not. What is something that a DJ right now should know during these times? Like, what do you think?
To do something else, make that mix, put it online for free so people could hear it, and so more promoters could hear you. So when this is over, you get hired for all that those mixtapes you did. It's like you just put product out, put something out. You know you got to make something for the world. So put that mix that you was about to put out for whatever couple hundred people in that audience. That if you put it online for free, that goes out to like the whole world. And that's a gang more karma than just doing like clubs or whatever you're doing. Make music, learn how to make a beat, learn a scratch, man. There's learn chord progression, everything. There's so much shit to learn, and you need time to learn, and this is that time.
Yeah, I've been looking around at that too. I show a lot of my friends, like, yo, you can literally learn anything on the internet. And this is the time to do it while you're sitting at home. Yeah, it's definitely not a time to get down on yourself and be worried. I think it's the time to improve yourself. And I think a lot of, if everyone just kind of takes that mentality, like, yo, the universe is saying it's time for you to switch it up.
Time out to go in the room and learn a new skill. This is like super important. If you waste this time, you're gonna be fucked up when it's like everything gets turned back on. You're gonna be like, damn, I just wasted that whole time worrying when I could have been practicing. And all the fucking strong people, all the smart people with faith have just went up a few levels and you got left behind worrying.
It's real. Like, you can't be like, well, I didn't really pick up anything. I just kind of sat
Kind of
around
like
and waited.
sat around and worried and hoped something would happen. What the fuck? Do it, man. This is awesome, man. Fucking all this free time. Shit, I want to try to learn how to work the video shit. I got some video editors that help me, but it's like, shit, what if they weren't around? I need to learn that too. There's so much shit I gotta do too.
Same, man. I just set up a, I just built a PC, which is something that I had never thought I could do. So building a
Woo!
PC, then going to trying to build a studio,
Yeah.
like I'm like, all right, let me try to do these things that I never ever thought I could do or that I just didn't have the time for. And that way I don't have to ask somebody else,
Yes, and it wastes time. You gotta call them, or they'll be like, "Well, what's in it for me?" And it's like, man, just do the shit yourself.
Yeah, man. All right. So I feel like from the questions that or the answers you've given me, you're somewhat of a spiritual person. Would you say you're a spiritual person?
Well, we're all spirits. We're all spiritual.
How about that? So if at the end of this life, what would you like to have heard from God when you arrive at the pearly gates? What do you want to
Man,
hear?
yeah. Well, you use your it's called that's it's called a life review. So when you get to heaven, you have a life review. They see what all the good stuff you did, all the bad stuff you did, and that's where you like level up. Like, all right, so you did this much. Your next life, we're gonna give you this and that. Boom, 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 because you did this. But you kind of did this shit over here. You kind of fucked up here. So we're gonna have to pull it back a little bit. It's like a video game. You know what I mean? The more
Yeah,
love
you
you
tally your
give,
score at the end. It's like good points.
yes.
Bad points.
Absolutely. So, yeah, the more love you give, the more even little shit like giving a smile to someone or whatever, praying for world peace, all that. Every little shit's count. Setting the table, vacuuming, all them little things that make the world a better place counts. But if you especially use your God-given skills to make the world a better place, man, you're gonna really level up in your next lifetime. There's all that scientific stuff where kid, they have thousands and thousands of cases of these kids that remember who they were in their past life, and it's all like, you know, so it's all documented. That, reincarnation is real. So it's like, you know, kids wake up and they'll be like, oh yeah, I used to live here. The freaking painting was here. The treasure chest was in this part. That's all real shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So if you don't believe in reincarnation, then it's like, well, that's how they got you. It's like the Nicene Council took out the lost chapters in the Bible, and they don't show you the reincarnation is real.
They don't show you that. They ain't gonna tell you that stuff.
Yeah, they're trying to say, ooh, you got one life, so you better fucking steal as much as you can in this life. They're speaking you the wrong way.
I believe you should
as much as possible. Like, you only got one life.
Right on. I feel like, back to video game references. You got one life. I feel like even like now they're saying like being careful about the virus and things like that. I had a buddy of mine tell me like, all right, you don't know who has this thing. You should stay away from people, but you should pretend like you could catch it at any time. So you should be careful. You should take those precautions and things like that. So it's kind of like that in life. You should, I think, live as if you only got one so that you can be great and as great as you can be for the next one. I don't know. What you think about that?
You could, or there's some people that's greedy and they might be like, man, I only got one life. I'm going to rob this bank right now. You know, if they knew about karma and it's going to come back to you, then they'd be like, oh, I better not fucking rob that bank because I'm going to get fucked up.
Oh, that's true. You come back as a bug or something.
Yeah. Or you stepped on, or you get fucked up in this life straight up.
Yeah, karma's real. It can come back immediately or it could come back way down the line.
Yeah, but it's that seed, so it's going to grow whenever it wants to. But it will grow.
And we will grow. We'll all grow out of this situation. So I think that's a good place to round it up. I want to thank you for taking a moment to chat with me.
Yeah. Don't use Roundup on your seats.
Don't use Roundup?
Yeah, that's a chemical that the...
Like the weed stuff?
Yeah, got a gang of GMOs in it and it'll fuck you up. It's like bad for the earth.
Oh, yeah. Don't use the Roundup.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff gives you cancer, bro. Like a lot of that, like, absolutely, weed stuff is horrible.
Yes, that's dangerous, man. They do that shit on purpose. That's why a lot of vegetarians are wondering, how come I'm not getting all the nutrients? It's because the ground has been tainted and been weaponized. And so a lot of, back in the days, being a vegetarian was good and stuff, super good. But now it's like, it's a lot of vegetarians are unhealthy, and it's because the ground has been changed. And they don't get all their vitamins from the vegetables no more. Anyway, that's a crazy story. Sorry about that.
Look at Cuba dropping jewels. I appreciate you. So tell the people where they can find you, where they can get the new mix and keep up with you on all the social medias and all that.
Yes, djcubert.com. Or if you go on Instagram at djcubert, or if you go to Twitch, I might do a Twitch thing and do some videos on there just for fun at djcubert.
Get on Twitch. I'll make sure I come through and follow you.
Yeah, or Thud, my company Thud Rumble. You can see it on YouTube.
Word. Do you mind if I play the new single?
Oh yeah, play it. It just came out. It's from one of the characters in the movie, and he's he's like a TSA robot in micro space.
Oh word! I was gonna ask you to introduce the song, but I think you just did a pretty good job of it. All right. Yeah,
he's a robot made out of a giant boombox. The name of the song is called Doombox.
Dope. All right, well, here's Doombox. Thank you so much, DJ Cubert. I'm Mega Ran. Yeah, this is Random Encounters. Appreciate you so much. Stay positive, bro. All right, much love. Peace.
Who dares, babe? Who dares attack after I warn them?
Where are we?
Welcome to the micro world.
Microscopic life forms.
Beware! With the hip hop stuff. I'm here to drop. Hip hop.